So yeah, I went through a battle recently, and during the battle, you know, I know that people who attack a spirit-filled believer never work alone, because they would be stupid to attack a spirit-filled believer by working alone. So I tried to figure out, who are they working with? And so the first 30 days, it was like, okay, I'm decoding. What is this? Is this real or what? And then after the 30 days, I thought, who are they working with? Who are they working for, and who are they working with? So I hit the streets just to see what people would say. And the ones who said, yeah, it's done, it's over, I would just walk away. I knew they were not with this person. But anybody who said, well, try to work it out. Maybe you can work it out. Maybe this can work out for you. Those were suspect. And so those kind of people that said that, they were suspect. Okay, who were they? Because they never work alone. When somebody's attacking a saint, they never work alone, because they would be stupid. And because there are like criminal mindsets playing, manipulating games and all that, because they have a criminal mindset, the criminals never work alone. And so I played a little game here and there, did certain kind of, sometimes when I do a video, I'm just seeing the responses, who goes away, who comes back. Whenever a person jumps into the ring to try to take you down, certain people just go away, you know, they just disappear. Now, it could be fake identities that this person started or whatever. But the ones that go away, and then when the battle's over, they come back, you're like, oh, okay, this is that fake. This is either a fake person or fake identity, you know, playing games. And so you just play the game. I learned to do this online. I didn't do it in the real world until I learned it online. And so you just sit back, and they always reveal who they are. And if you don't step into any kind of agreement with somebody, long-term agreement, then you're safe, because the 3D land is about contracts and all that. And if you notice, last year I was talking about how the less contracts you have, the more free you are. The more you go into a contract of any kind, business, marriage, any long-term contract, it always causes slavery to somebody, you know. And so the only way people get out of contracts is to bring a third party in to try to break it, or try to get them to pay the contract, pay back what they owe or something. People probably owe things you don't even know about. Long story short, what's my point? My point is that whenever you're going through a battle, don't think that the enemy is that person necessarily, but it might be. But it also might be spiritual forces manipulating that person, and there might be other people involved, and it might be a secret society or a coven trying to test you to see how you respond, and it might be God just letting it happen to refine your heart. So anything that happens in your life, God is allowing it to happen to refine your heart, to get you out of your bubble, to get you back into the fight down here, and just go forth, give out the good news, and don't even deal with people that aren't legit. I mean, if they don't keep their word, you know, if they're future faking, they don't follow through on something, let it go. If they can't follow through, you know, strike one, red flag. Strike two, big red flag. Strike three, you're out. If they can't follow through in three different things, they've never followed through three different things, they got to go.